Oh, sorry. I didn't notice you there. I was too into my tunes. Oh, I was listening to Then Comes Silence. You haven't? They used to tour sometimes with a place to bury strangers, if that helps any. Give them a listen and let me know what you think. Anyway, your mom and sister are out grabbing some eats and drinks. Well, Sis is mainly focusing on the drinks. They left me in case your ride dropped you off before they got back, and here you are. Come on, give me a hug. You're like my little brother by proxy. It's been a long time. Sit down here next to me so we can catch up. How did freshman year go? Well, that's not unusual. Having to make all your own decisions can be hard. Do you have a girlfriend yet? No. Well, I'm not surprised. No, sorry. I didn't mean it like that. You've always been a shy boy. You used to have a crush on me too, didn't you? Aw, don't bother denying it. I'm afraid I used to be mean to you, though. Funny how I kept having to lean forward or bend over. Maybe I'd even jump up and down for some reason. Before long, you'd make an excuse to run upstairs so you could jack off. Your sister and I used to make bets on how fast I could break you. I know, I know. I'm sorry. High school girls can be mean. I was no exception. On the plus side, I did keep your spank bank fully stocked. And hey, at least I never made you come in your pants. She'd still be paying off if I had. sorry, sorry. I'm not making fun of you. It's perfectly normal. Teenage boys can't keep their hands off their cocks. They have to clear the pipes on the regular. Otherwise, they'd never even sleep, much less get anything done. Honestly, I don't know how a guy functions with that thing leading him around. Speaking of which, judging by that bulge, you still have a crush on me. It's all right. There's no need to be embarrassed. There's no need to rush upstairs either. Maybe I can help you out with it for once. I do owe you, after all the teasing I put you through. Why don't you whip out your cock? Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't trust me right now either. I'll go first to show you I'm acting in good faith. Would you like to see my tits? I know you kept a close eye on how they blossomed over the years. I bet you've never seen any in the flesh before. This is your big chance. I'll show you mine, and then you show me yours. Do we have a deal? Okay, cool. Here goes. Aw, we're almost there. You've been dreaming of this moment since you were 12. A bra is all that's standing in the way. Just a moment longer. 3, 2, 1. Ta-da! I hope they're not a disappointment. Are they all that you imagined? Aw, that's so sweet. I am pretty proud of them. There's no point in telling you where my eyes are, is there? It's okay. Stare all you want. Well, now it's your turn. Hurry before you actually do come in your pants. Pull them down. Your shorts, too. Leave them both around your ankles. Well, would you look at that? Your soldier's already standing at attention. You're a horny boy, aren't you? You probably get hard just from the wind changing direction. Too bad we don't have any lube handy, so to speak. We'll just have to improvise. Hold out your hand. Okay, now show me how you jack off. Go on. Do what comes naturally. Wait, stop. Stop. All those times you jerked off thinking about me, and that's what you were doing? I can't say I'm surprised, but I am disappointed. Look, for now, you can get away with jackhammering yourself. It's bad for your cock over the long haul, though. With each passing year, it'll need longer to recover. Also, you could accidentally turn yourself into a quick shooter. No woman on earth wants that. The sooner you learn to enjoy the journey, the better. Here, I'll show you what I mean. I'll loop up my hands. Now sit back and enjoy a woman's touch. Slow and steady strokes. This isn't a sprint. Don't treat it like a trip to the dentist. Make it last. Let the pleasure build. I bet you've been neglecting your balls, too. They deserve some love. I'll give them a gentle massage. There, isn't that nice? All those times you jacked off to me. What were you thinking of? Did you dream of ramming your cock into my pussy? Sliding it up my ass? Fucking my face? Or did you fantasize about me sitting on yours? Breathing in my scent, having my pussy lips pressed against your mouth, tasting my juices, feeling them run down your face? Or did you imagine what I'm doing to you right now? My hands on your cock and balls, tits just inches from your face. Oh, if only you could suck on them. Keep staring. Don't be shy. Oh, do you like my tats? Maybe I'll let you kiss them next time. You'd get an oral tour of my body. Would you like that, dirty boy? Ooh, I'll take that moan as a yes. You want to cum your brains out, don't you? You can never get enough. Such a needy slut. Eat, stroke, cum. That'd be the title of your memoir. Well, I'm the one in control now. Your pleasure is literally in the palm of my hand. You get only what I choose to give. You're so close. I can feel it. Just a few more strokes. It's right there, isn't it? Here it comes. Here it comes. Okay, that's all for now. Aww, what an adorable little whimper. I told you, kiddo, you need to learn to savor the journey. And edging is the best way to do that. Feel your cock ache to be touched. Feel it twitch in frustration. Feel it throb with need. Ah, enjoy it all. After calming down a bit, you can work yourself up again. But what shall we do in the meantime? I know. Your cock's been under my spell for years. I basically own you. Let's make it official. I'll put some lip prints on you. First on your face. And then on your neck. There. You wear black lipstick well. It's like you're a 3D Andy Warhol print. Okay. You're ready to start up again. This time, you'll stroke yourself. Show me how good a student you are. Hold out your hand. Now stroke your cock with my spit. Take it nice and slow, just like that. Yeah, fondle your balls. Good boy. All the times you squirted upstairs. I want to watch what I made you do. I want to see how I made you look, and I want to hear how I made you sound. Show me what a horny slut you are. You can't stop touching yourself. Your cock yearns for the loving embrace of your hand. He craves to be stroked. Give him what he needs. Feel the ache build. Your orgasms last only a few seconds. This torturous pleasure can last for hours. Don't cheat yourself. Fight the urge to come. Revel in the struggle. Embrace the desperation. This time, you're doing just one edge. Going forward, give yourself as many as you can. The only thing better than an edge is the next one. Make your body shake with desperation to come. After a while, your muscles will begin to spasm. Your cock will feel like it's getting bigger with each one. Your balls will seize up in a cruel mockery of orgasm. No waves of blissful release. Just jolts of agony instead. Oh, but it'll hurt so good. I'll let you in on a little secret. Edging is even better than coming. You probably don't believe me. You'll just have to learn the truth for yourself. That's all for another day, though. Today, you're gonna come for me. Keep stroking. That's it. Aw, you're tensing up now. Resist the urge to go faster. This isn't a race to the finish. The tension, the ache, the anticipation. Build them up, stroke by stroke. Let the feeling overwhelm you. Surrender to it. Good boy, you're almost there. Here, I'll hold out my hands. Come onto them. I'm gonna catch it all. Come for me. Come for me now. There you go. Keep going. Milk it out. Milk it all out. Oh, good boy. Okay. That's enough. Now, to see what you taste like. Not bad. I'll be honest, I was fearing the worst. You must be eating right. That wasn't the spunk of a guy living on ramen, Doritos, and Mountain Dew. There is room for improvement, though. Ask your mom to pick up some pineapple for you. I'd really appreciate it. If you're a good boy, maybe I'll suck the cum out of you sometime. You'll have to beg for it, though. In fact, you'll have to beg for everything that you want. Those are the rules of the game. I'll say this. You're good at following instructions. You always were a smart boy. Some free advice for when you get back to campus. There's a reason you haven't found anyone yet. You've been looking in all the wrong places. Don't waste your time yearning for, like, cheerleader pussy. It's not for you. You just get your heart broken. Find a woman who knows what she wants. Who knows what's best for you. Who knows how to take care of you. That's what you need. Just accept it. Don't go through life not being your authentic self. That'd be a real shame. Well, we need to get you cleaned up before everyone gets back. It's too bad we have to wash off all these lipstick marks. We'll both know they were there, though. That's the important thing. Remember them every time I look at you. You know, I've missed teasing you, and admit it, you've missed being teased. Whenever I showed up, you quivered in anticipation. You knew that I was gonna put on a show, that you were gonna get hard watching me, that you were gonna beat off fantasizing about me. There was nothing you could do to stop it. The moment I walked in the door, your fate was sealed. Each and every time. And you loved every second of it. Well, I've got some good news for you, sweetie. We have the whole summer to get reacquainted. And if you thought my teasing was mean before, well, you ain't seen nothing yet.